Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I know you were saying during the break that I was fluffing Eric Bollard, but you know that's only so that we can have really great hate sex. You know how it is.
Oh, that's
trying to make
true.
You jealous.
Well, I mean, you can call me Eric during it. It's fine.
Sure. Why not?
Can I just say you quit?
I can pretend to be taller.
You're perfect just the way you are. Yeah, you recorded the Ron's tweet who said, Trump says white people are being discriminated against on COVID treatment. Quote, if you're white, you don't get the vaccine. Or if you're white, you don't get therapeutics. In New York State, if you're white, you go to the back of the line if you want help. As you said, such an easy to disprove lie. I got my first vaccine in January 2021. That means I was close to the very front of the line. In fact, the actual line that day was mostly white people. I mean, this has become how bare this is.
Yeah.
Boogity, black people are getting stuff. You're not, you know, I mean, it's, I joke about it before, but I'm like, is this campaign going to be just him screaming the N-word at some point? I mean, how close are we, right?
And they would, they if he did that, they would compliment him on his courage. Yeah. To do that, to really tell it like it is. You know, two things about that at the rally. One, he was completely misreading what was already a badly presented Wall Street Journal editorial that was criticizing a policy in New York State. And two, did you know that the QAnon people, there was one part of the QAnon people that thought that the speech was so bad and so boring that this must be a clone of Trump that they're putting out there because,
yeah.
And first of all, how do they really think that clones are just made by some 3D printer or something, like, yeah, fully grown?
Well, you also retweeted, Bannon says the purpose of the Trump rally in Arizona is to pressure the Arizona legislature to decertify the 2020 Biden electors. Then Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia will follow suit and make Biden an illegitimate president in the minds of swing voters heading into the 2022 election. And you said, but sure, it's Democrats who can't get over an election loss. Rolls eyes so hard I can see the beginning of time. The thing is, we try. There's still parts of the clown show you can't help but laugh at, mm-hmm. but then you just, there is a, you know, undercurrent of how deadly serious this is, particularly in the wake of all the revelations that are coming out. And I think everybody's like, how can he be allowed to just be doing this and still be out here cooing, as I said? I'm not sure it's a word.
Why would you let someone who attempted to lead a revolution against the government just wander freely and have rallies with you know, thousands of people there spreading COVID? But, you know, that aside, having these huge rallies.
How many people are going to die from that thing yesterday?
Right, or to foment Saturday revolution. That's what he's doing. He's fomenting rebellion and revolution.
Well, yes. You, by the way, made a great point on Twitter, Rude. You said, you know, even a bunch of bumble can be conspirators trying to overthrow the government. So are a bunch of them a bunch of bumble? Yes. But that doesn't mean it also there wasn't a deadly serious, you know, insurrection plan, clearly.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't mean that they didn't go in there with zip ties to presumably do these stupid citizens' arrests of members of Congress.
Oh, they, how about you the, know,
they brought ropes. They brought ropes.
Yes.
They built a scaffold and a noose. I mean, the latest, of course, as you heard, some of them called Pelosi's office and asked if there's a lost and found because they left some of their there during the insurrection, right. Wondered if they can get it back, cell phones and purses. I mean, You can't write this stuff. You're just like,
No. Okay. It at least affirms the intelligence of the people that follow Trump. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I left my keys at the revolution.
Yeah,
the insurrection.
Can I get them back? Yeah. Right. Well, it's like you covered the USA USA chant anti-mandate protesters as they occupy Olive Garden in New York City, and you just said you're not a revolutionary. You're just a selfish. Who gets off on jacking it on camera? Thank you.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, because they for two again. Now, not to keep saying two things, but two things. Well, one, they had their cell phone cameras out, filming themselves the whole time. You know, this bunch of douche bros in the Olive Garden. Two, it's New York City. You don't go to the friggin' Olive Garden.
Oh, right.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, a couple of blocks away is Little Italy. You can get some like
real Italian food.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's a million Italian restaurants.
It's like Brian Karam telling us, like, why are you scaling the walls? There's steps on either side.
Right.
Why are you trying to be Spider-Man? You're going to break your neck, you moron. Like, it's just...
Right. And I'm sorry they don't offer unlimited breadsticks at the or salad or soup at the other places.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, it's the people that did the fake elector certificates filmed themselves doing it so people would know it's authentic. the fake electors, the crime they were committing. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of from Arizona, Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate, who is this? Jeff Zink said, I don't wear a mask. I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm a free American. And you said bets on when this chuckle dies of COVID. I don't know. Should we start a betting pool? At this point,
would that be in poor taste, or is it just in poor taste for him to be out there saying, look at me, I'm not vaccinated?
I think Chris Lavoie has pulled me fully into the Hurry Up and Die caucus. We
Welcome.
Have some amazing Let's Go Darwin designs ready to go up at stephaniemiller.com. But I just am out of, like, what's his name? Djokovic? Bye-bye. Good.
Oh,
get
man.
Out.
Yeah.
He's out for 3 years. Can't get back into Australia. Good. I mean,
The French Open, the Francis said, you're not even getting in here if you're not vaccinated for the French Open.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, what the hell? Just
listen, Travis, this may be the most depressing article you've ever sent me. Expect more worrisome COVID variants after Omicron, scientists say. I mean, it's depressing. I mean, what these anti-vaxxers and, you know, worldwide, including Djokovic, have put us in. That this is just going to get worse and worse, and there's going to be more variants, and it is profoundly depressing. And the fact, I say, that all the media is blaming Biden is just, I don't even know what to say anymore. Yes.
But the thing is, in other countries, in the UK, for instance, where there is such a high percentage of people who are fully vaccinated,
right,
that they are coming out of Omicron. Did things get very close to really bad? Yes. But they were able to ride it out without going into entire crisis mode, like some of the hospitals here are having to do in areas where there's low vaccination rates. My home state, Louisiana, at 50%. 50%.
Well, this is what all the doctors are saying is coming next, is this brutal wave is going to hit rural areas. It hasn't hit there yet, but they have literally zero ICU beds in all these red counties available now. And they have vaccination rates, as you say, less than 50%. And the Omicron wave is coming and hasn't hit them yet. What do you think is going to happen? You know, more disaster. It's right. just, and I can't remember why you brought something up. Maybe, oh, I was thinking why my best friend lives in Australia. Well, why they're so rip pissed, Djokovic, is because the restrictions they've been living under, they're about the same size as Florida. I was reading someone did the statistics.
Yeah.
Florida's a little bit bigger, but they've had 2,700 deaths. Florida's had 63,000 because of Ron DeSantis' leadership. Australia has tried to take this really seriously. So, of course, they're like, who's this idiot trying to, not and not just trying to sneak in, but lying about it and exposing reporters and children and to
and
COVID.
Let's not leave out the number of right-wingers in this country that all of a sudden it's fine for somebody coming into the country to break the laws.
Right.
As you know, I guess that, you know, when you're white and from Serbia, that's okay.
And a sports
it's
star.
It's not okay. You're right. If you're crossing the border here in the United States. I mean, it's and the Australians almost, I mean, it is overwhelmingly, they overwhelmingly approve of not letting Djokovic in.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually, the one reason they think the government did it is because the government is suffering some pretty bad popularity ratings, and they thought this would boost them because the public was so heavily behind. No, don't let this MF-er in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you retweeted someone that said, people ask me, how many boosters are you willing to take? Like, it's a gotcha. How about three in a pandemic and then once a year is a booster? Hello, we're the species whose existence has been defined by a struggle against infectious diseases, and now free boosters are the problem? And you just said, you can boost me as often as you like. Keep them coming. Like,
just penetrate me. Penetrate me over and over as many times as you
stick
want.
It in. Yeah. Stick it in!
Just keep it coming. I can take them all.
It's a good time.
Stick it in.
Rude Pundit is prone. Please,
he
by
is
all
prone.
Means, stick it in.
Stick it in!
Okay. Also, thank you for trolling Senator Marsha Blackburn on Twitter, who said critical race theory has no place in our schools. We should be bringing folks together, and students should be taught to be independent thinkers. And you said, what if a student thinking independently decides critical race theory is entirely valid? Blew your tiny mind, Marsha Blackburn?
And also, speaking of, you know, the truth coming out, now we're seeing that schools are just banning books by black authors.
Toni Morrison, crazy.
Well, not even books that have anything even remotely to do with critical race theory, but because they talk about the real lives of black people.
Right.
Yes, it gives white people an owie.
Maya Angelou is being put on the quarter, and I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings still gets banned.
Yep.
Because of its content.
Hi. Rude Pundit, I needed just your level of rudeness. I'm going to yell your name out when I'm with Eric Bollert in a few minutes.
Okay. I appreciate that. You know, Eric and I do have a kind of friendly antagonism going. Actually, you know what? And I've said this before, the truth about Eric Bollert is Eric Bollert's one of the people that made me get into doing this kind of writing and
Aww.
Stuff because of reading him during the Clinton years.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I hear the Chariots of Fire in my head. And
yes,
you're about ready to pass the baton to Eric in this Stephanie Miller cinematic universe of superheroes.
Yeah, every once in a while, I see Eric Bollert jogging along the streets. And rather than swerve to try to hit him, I just keep driving past.
I feel like you're the good angel and bad angel.
I'm telling you the truth. I occasionally see Eric jogging.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's so random. Do you see other superheroes from the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe or just Eric?
No, he's the only one that lives close by.
I feel like you're the good and bad angels. Eric's like, no, let's keep it highbrow media criticism. You're
that
sideways with no lube. Like you're the...
Yeah. Let's totally skull F that guy from the Oath Keepers. with justice.
No, you're like, no, skull him with Reagan's dead skull. Okay.
What?
He's written some pieces about what he would do with various bones on Reagan's body and various Republicans.
I read him every week. I know what comes out of his head.
It is really...
That femur is really useful.
Oh, you can never...
Oh, yeah. And don't do anything to try to dull the femur. I mean, just...
That ball socket joint on it
right,
is perfect for
done?
Some things.
Yeah. I've gone just too far with Rupunda. You left him on just too long. 48
Reagan's
minutes.
Femur.
I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.